So a little more follow-up on some of this election signature petition stuff. Because today's the date that it's all supposed to...
Well, the canvassers will vote today, yes.
Yeah.
More than likely will deny.
And already we have one candidate who says there's going to be court action.
Yeah.
So.
Craig.
Well, and that also Michael Markey, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. In fact, he has even outlined, there was an interview in the Detroit News he did, talking about how some of, and he admits, he said, you know, I paid firms and representation for people to gather signatures for me. He says, and the Bureau of Elections, those who were judging the signatures, they're telling me that they have signatures gathered by particular individuals that don't match up the numbers of signatures that these individuals reported to my campaign. So he's saying, so I'm saying one thing, and I got evidence. They're saying another thing, they got evidence. And if they had just come to us first, we wouldn't be in this problem here in the second place. So he's preparing to take the matter to court.
Did you hear that report from Gongwa News Service this morning? They said people have to be registered voters to sign the petition.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's others that are talking about being able to compare signatures to signatures that are on files.
Right.
In fact, the Republican Party itself, the Michigan GOP, says that the Bureau of Elections should compare each fraudulent signature to those that the state has on file. Instead of blanketly doing a look and saying, you know, these are all the same, we're going to throw out all these signatures on this page, they want every single signature. And there were 68,000 signatures, roughly, ruled invalid.
Yeah.
How long would that take?
Well, wait a minute. How did they rule them invalid if they didn't check them? How do they know it's invalid if they don't check it?
Well, they didn't check each individual signature.
Well, how do they know they're invalid?
Because there are patterns, and experts look at it and say, these are obviously all the same. In fact, one person said, you don't
same
even...
Same handwriting?
Yeah.
Yeah, same handwriting.
One of them says, you don't even an expert. Some of these you could just tell.
You don't. I've seen some of them.
You've seen some of them?
Yeah.
You all don't. The printing or the signatures are all the same.
Yeah. And they would use different color pens.
To make it look different.
To make it look different.
Guess what?
Interesting, some of the statements from some former secretaries of state, both Republican too. Ruth Johnson, who says, you feel bad, but the candidate does have the ultimate responsibility.
Yep.
This goes back to even if you hire a firm.
Yep.
And Candace Miller said, if you're going to run for governor, you have to have some sort of organization. You can either build one or buy one.
You buy one, you take the chances.
And that's basically what it says. And she says it's also representative of you being able to run your organization.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't be trusted to hire the right people, who's going to trust you to hire the right people as governor?
As governor, right.
She did say, though, that if there was any kind of fraud going on,
should still be
prosecuted.
Should be weeded
right.
Out. Yeah.
The person who did it.
Yeah.
Right.
Candidate still bears the responsibility of the knowing your signatures, but if you got fraud, all right, let's prosecute that.
Right. It's an interesting comment about, if you can't be responsible to hire the right people, how are you going to do that when you're in office? Because the other answer is, once we hire them and get them in office, how do we know they're hiring the right people?
Well, that's true. How many times have there been people that have gone in office, you think you got the right person, and they're all,
I could see Perry bringing a lawsuit with all the money that he's lost against the person who did the fraudulent signatures.
Well, all these, because they pay. Yeah. It's paid by signature, I think, isn't it? The signature gathering.
Yeah, right.
Piecework.
Damaged them.
Piecework.
And also, this was another one. Most of this, I think, was Detroit News. Some Detroit Free Press just goes, a lot of the Detroit media really focused on a lot of this stuff. As is other media. So this one is one of my favorites. And who is this now? This is, Michigan State Police Captain Michael Brown, who says he hired a firm called First Choice Contracting, led by Sean Wilmouth. He was supposed to be the firm gathering signatures. The news reports that this Wilmouth guy actually pleaded guilty to two counts of election fraud in 2011.
I think this was the guy I was talking about yesterday.
I think you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
I think I saw there was somebody with a bad pass.
Yes. Yeah. Apparently, two counts of false statements on a required form.
Yeah.
Great.
So if they didn't vet the guy. Yeah,
they didn't vet him. They didn't do anything like this. And isn't this the danger when you are just pretty much farming out and paying somebody to do this?
Well, it's
better if you have volunteers.
It's like, advertising at the end of the ad. They say, I approve this ad. you had nothing to do with that.
Right.
You know,
right.
Some advertising agency you hired that's the political hack.
Well, they approved the ad in which they saw it, and then they give it the okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the danger, though, and this is maybe why it's better to get some fervent supporters of yours to want to collect the signatures rather than paying people to do it.
Boy, talk about buyer beware.
Yeah, right.
For those who don't know, the candidate voice on those commercials is required to qualify them to get the lowest political rate.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
If the voice isn't on the commercial, they end up paying a higher rate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Either has to be recognizable or identified as such.
Rarely do they know exactly what into whatever. That's their campaign manager that you hope is doing things properly and appropriately and representing them in that way.
Right.
I don't know. It's gonna today again. This is when it's supposed to all either accept or reject the submission. Everyone expects all to still. I have not heard any comment or analysis suggesting that any of this will be different from what we already have going on.
I have not either.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
all right.
Pretty much a rubber stamp.
Speaking of Candace Miller, I wonder if she's now regretting, thinking, wow, this field really got whittled down. Maybe I should have run.
Maybe I could have.
Maybe I should have done it.
Maybe I could have. Maybe, oh boy.
Time will tell.
Well,
I think she was waiting. I think she's waiting for 4 years, so, in my opinion.
See what happens after.
I don't think she wanted to take on an incumbent. I think she will.
No, taking on an incumbent is never the easiest thing.
No, never the easiest.
That's for sure.
Yep.
Stay tuned for more. You'll hear more of the news reports going out through the day here on WSTW, and who knows, maybe we'll have further comment. That's just some of the latest stuff.